Why are you touring?
Why am I? It's what I do.
You've got work
just
here.
Just go around, just... I do a little live stuff, I do film, I do television. It's time to go, so I go.
I was surprised when I saw you on Mad About You.
Why were you surprised?
Well, I didn't expect to see you turn up in a mainstream sitcom like that.
It was fun, and then it was over. It was like a star that burned out, because they still play them, so you can see them even though they're over. They were recorded 30 million years ago.
In the Holocene Nebula. The nameless Holocene Nebula.
Yeah, that was pretty the most normal thing I've done, probably.
I thought
in show business.
Do you feel obliged to be bizarre, though? Is it like a difficult thing for you to have to go?
No. I try very hard to be normal.
Do you?
Yeah. Like right now when I'm talking to you, I'm trying. It's not working. I need more lessons.
Can we get a close-up of your injury? That's really shocking to see it.
As long as you don't make an obscene comment about it.
I won't, no. But I want a tight shot of that because...
I was waxing some staples. I like staples to be... Do they have staples in Australia?
Absolutely.
I like them to be very shiny.
You're talking about staples like stationery?
Yeah. I bought some staple wax. And I was doing one at a time, and it was way too time-consuming, so I started doing chunks of them in my hands, and that's when I...
Do you have a taste for filmmaking now, Stephen? Would you like to go and become Oliver Stone?
No, because he's already him.
Some classy films. Would you like to do a really bad film?
I was in a couple of... not too good films.
You were being politic then. You were right. You were being sued or offending someone. Which was it?
I was in.
It was a memorable picture, was it?
The Fire. I can't remember what it was. I want to be nice.
I've got a list.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I'll see which one it was. Was it? Was it Canadian Bacon?
That hasn't been released yet.
Was it Stranger Things?
That hasn't been released yet.
Was it Mixed Nuts?
Maybe.
Reservoir Dogs? Oh, you played a disc jockey in Reservoir Dogs. You were the
boy. Yes. That was a nice film. That was a children's film. Sure.
Have you ever worked as a disc jockey, Stephen?
I studied radio, but I never... worked in radio professionally, other than when I did that film, and that wasn't even radio, that was film.
This wasn't a good film.
No, that was an excellent film. But although I was on the radio in the film, it was still not radio, because it was a film.
Didn't you win an Academy Award for his film?
Yeah, in 89.
Did you write that?
I wrote it with a friend of mine, Mike Armstrong, and I was in it, and... it was called The Appointments of Dennis Jennings, and it was best short film of 1989. It was about a man who kills his own psychiatrist.
I've never seen it. Can you walk us through it?
Well, it's not a true story yet, but...
I mean...
I went up there with the director, Dean Parisot, and I said, thank you. This is for the best short film category, and we're really glad now that we cut out the other 60 minutes. No, I don't take anything. At all.
You don't?
No. I'm on Prozac. I'm on decaffeinated Prozac.
Prozac is good. Prozac is good. It's
yes.
Become very popular.
They should have Prozac chip ice cream. For depressed children. Here, Jimmy, have some of this. You don't have to always color with just black crayons. I'm also addicted to placebos.
How do you know?
Because when I tried to get off of my... it didn't make any difference, as the way I knew I was.
Do you like music? Do you listen to a lot of music?
Well... I love music. I've written many... I can't read music, though. I've written many songs, but I can't read music, so I don't know what they are. I hear a song on the radio, and I think maybe I wrote that. But I can't. Actually, I love music. I could not live without music.
But you could.
I despise music.
You could live without music, you know that. That's a lie. It's a very glib thing to say. But you wouldn't want to live without music.
Music is the best of all the arts.
Was it better than painting?
Absolutely.
Why so?
Because you can put music into a Walkman and the piano will just rip. That's why I like the book always better than the movie, because you can kill insects with the book.